shoving all the paperwork through. We've become one of those kind of committees. Either way, the gavel is down and Close to the Veg finds its way.
Absolute Radio.
Now, it is time for Listener's Lexicon, that part of the show where we take phrase and fable from listeners. Think that kind of weird folk slang, slang that only you and your close confidants use. And you know that the wider world isn't using it. And you share it with us. We put it in our own little dictionary, the Listener's Lexicon, and we play a parlour game with it. Our producer, Chris, divvies them up. We all get to see examples that the others don't get to see. And then we see if we can work out what they really mean. And we work out if they have the kind of divinable meaning. I think really good slang should have some way of being relatable. But let's see if this week's selection are. Mine came from Paul Reynolds and was Barlow. Martin's, yours was a Michael Bolton,
Michael Bolton moment.
And Danielle?
Telly Savalas.
OK, now who wants to go first with this?
I'll go first.
OK.
What does Telly Savalas mean?
OK, now obviously he's a famously bald man.
He is.
He sucks lollipops in
Kodak. Lollipops.
Who loves your baby?
So those are the kind of... we're in that kind of field. Some of those facts must be relevant.
No, none of them are.
Is it? Really? Is it in on Her Majesty's Secret Service, he has his earlobe surgically removed so he can look like he's descended from this noble ancestry. He looks like in the film, it's not in real life, but in the film, Blofeld has his earlobe. Is it something to do with earlobes?
No. Mm. I'll give you a clue, because you're not going to get it otherwise.
Okay.
It comes from the person who sent it, Dave Longford, has sent it in because his wife's maiden name is Taylor.
Taylor Savalas, Telly Savalas.
Yeah, that's sort of the direction it goes in.
Hmm.
Something of hers.
Her telly, which they call Savalas.
No.
It's not the remote control, is it?
It's not the remote control. It's something of hers that sounds like Savalas.
It's a not Savaloy.
You're getting close. It's not a Savaloy, but it's, you know, it sounds a bit like a Savaloy.
His wife's Savaloy.
Which would at least, you know, clear it of euphemism charges. It would just be a Savaloy. There would be nothing else.
Is it something to savings or something? Is it his wife's bank account?
It's not his wife's bank account.
Is it...
What does Savalas sound like? A thing that you produce?
Salivas. Is it just when his wife dribbles or something like that?
It's when his wife dribbles.
So Taylor saliva.
Yeah.
Taylor saliva.
Telly Savalas.
Yeah.
So it's his wife's spit.
Or anybody's spit. Anybody who dribbles when they're half asleep.
Okay. So basically it's a Savalas saliva sort of thing. It's the connection between those two. Okay. Spit.
Yeah. Spit.
Okay. I like that. Telly Savalas saliva. That works. Martin, you or me? I don't mind.
I'll go next. Okay. It's a Michael Bolton moment.
When
does a Michael Bolton moment happen? And I think the best way to get there with this is just to talk about Michael Bolton. Talk about our feelings about Michael Bolton.
Is it
I think
when
we'll get
a
there.
Man loves a woman?
That would be good, but no, it's not that.
Oh.
It is to do with Michael Bolton. So
is it when your face is too small for the rest of your body? He looks to me like he's really like pumped up and muscly, but then he looks like he's got a little tiny head.
He's a bit of a
and the mullet doesn't help. It's sort of everything about it looks like a little tiny face.
Okay, it's sort of it's not really to do with his appearance.
Is it because he's is he a mean man? I don't know much about Michael Bolton.
You're on the right track. You're wrong, but you're on the sort of right. You're getting
is
into
it about
personality.
Not liking Michael Bolton? Is it like
it is? But keep going.
So, if you don't like him, is it a reason for not liking him?
No. Let's keep talking about it. So, you don't like Michael Bolton. Do you know him?
No.
Don't know him personally.
So it's a prejudging someone. It's the idea you snap judgment. You just go, I don't like them. I'm having a Michael Bolton moment. I saw someone. I have nothing, no information on them whatsoever, but I've decided I don't like them. That's having a Michael Bolton moment.
That's essentially it.
Brilliant.
And then they turn out to be nice.
Yeah. Oh, and he's such a malign man.
I'll give you the backstory here. While off college back in the early 90s, I was reduced to watching the Phil Donahue show. On this was Michael Bolton, he of the poodle mullet and the overwrought MOR crimes against music. He was shown interacting with his fans in some mall or other, and the guy was genuinely charming, modest and artless. I told my brother of my surprise and slight feeling of guilt, and so, since then, any time we confess to a slight feeling of pettiness, having harshly judged a person on the strength of their public persona, it is a Michael Bolton moment. Thank you to Liam Rooney for sending that in.
Makes perfect sense.
Michael Bolton in the... Isn't that Captain Jack Sparrow
video? Is that
Michael Bolton?
That's Michael Bolton.
He seems like a nice chap.
Yes, he's got a sense of humour.
Okay, mine, and it's odd that they all had a kind of celebrity connection this week, just the way they fell. Mine is Barlow.